Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and this year Fred is media partner of the EFP's Producers on the Move networking platform, which is taking place at the Cannes Film Festival. The aim of this initiative is to assist European producers in finding partners for their upcoming projects, to strengthen industry networking opportunities, and to offer a platform where the producer's potential is recognised. Here is a clip featuring one of 20 of the most energetic, emerging producers from across Europe who have been selected to participate in this networking platform.
My name is Joao Lient. I'm a film producer with Joint Venture Film Production in Zurich, Switzerland for 5 years now. And Joint Venture produces documentaries and feature films on cultural, political and social issues, and we have a special focus on cross-cultural encounters and new visual approaches. We are in business since 1989, and with more than 115 films produced so far, Joint Venture is one of Switzerland's leading independent production companies. I myself started directing and producing documentaries and short films in 2003. I studied cinema, political science and social economic history at University of Zurich, but parallel to my studies, I kept on directing and producing. In 2010, I got my university degree and started briefly working as a journalist, but got drawn back to cinema pretty quick again. In 2011, I joined Joint Venture. And my last production was Samir's Iraqi Odyssey, which is a 3D documentary of 163 minutes length. The film premiered at Toronto International Film Festival in 2014 and had its European premiere at the Berlin Festival in 2015. Iraqi Odyssey is a co-production between Switzerland, Germany, Iraq and the United Arab Emirates. And it was a very complex production and therefore took us several years to complete the film. Iraqi Odyssey tells the story of Iraq, whereas the director interweaves 100 years of the country's history with the story of his very own family. It is also a global film, as his family members now live scattered all around the globe. So this basically made us shooting in New York, Brisbane, Auckland, Moscow, Paris, London, and Switzerland. It was as well in Switzerland where we reunited the whole family. Many of them hadn't seen each other for years and some of them even for decades. And we reunited in Switzerland to watch the first rough cut of the film together, which was a very emotional event, and many very interesting discussions arose out of it about Iraq's future, about whether to go back or to stay in the countries where they built their new existences. And it was again Switzerland that surprised us very much in selecting our film. Iraqi Odyssey is a film about Iraq to represent Switzerland at this year's Academy Awards. Somehow all my work seems to be connected in some way with the UK. Currently I'm about to close financing on Samir's new fiction feature, Baghdad in My Shadow, which we plan to shoot beginning of 2017 in London, Germany and Switzerland. And we started developing the script early on back in 2011, and I'm now very excited about finally getting the production started on this film. With Swiss-UK director Mark Wilkins, I'm currently developing two features. One is The Saint of the Impossible, which is an adaptation of a novel by the same title by Arnon Grünberg, a Dutch writer. And the film is to be shot in New York, starring Magali Solier. And Mark is now writing as well the feature version of Bon Voyage, Bon Voyage is a short refugee drama that we shot together on the Mediterranean Sea in January this year, emphasizing the refugee crisis we are in right now in Europe. Besides working with established directors like Samir, I'm particularly focused in developing with young and promising Swiss directors, and I'm as well pursuing my dream of producing an international drama series in the near future.
Thank you very much for listening. I'm Matt Micucci, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.